Coach A. Paulin, here we are again. Another win for you, what across the nations. No Pacharel, no Ferrandis. We all thought we had you guys. First up, so Charlier, talk about that. He was very good today. I mean, it's not that long ago he raced GPs, but still, he was very good.
You know, team friends were asking me who I thought was good, and I was in the U.S. In Florida when you know, I had the light. Charlier.
Yeah.
Charlier is one of factory racing rider since now 2 years. He has been 450 MXGP class. He has been riding good in 250, even here in Materle in the past. And going to enduro, you know, it's not like when a rider is injured and he's 1 year off
mm-hmm.
the bike.
Yeah.
I think this has been giving him more maturity, and he was a better person. As a person, he was better. When we talk about Charlier, you know, I mentioned to Pascal Finot, French coach, that what's about Christophe, and he said, I just received a message from him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that means that, you know, the link was
yeah.
on, and, you know, he had motivation to do it, and
mm-hmm.
the 250 USK is the best bike ever. You could see that the
yep.
Osborne won the outdoors,
yep.
outdoor with it, and that bike is just crazy good. And to me, it was just the best bet.
Yep.
And either way, you know, mud on our hard pack would have been a great
mm-hmm.
race for him. And I'm really proud because we didn't put him pressure. We told him that the quali race, it was just a moto, free moto for
yep.
him, because we would do the job, and we did it with Romain. And and then we only need one result from him, one good result, and he brings us a six.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, when I saw him like having a start like he had,
yeah.
and then like fifth at one stage, and then eighth, and then sixth.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. And he didn't give up. I'm
yeah.
really proud of him today, and he can be really proud of him too. Because he did an awesome mission today.
Yeah. You yourself, did you know you'd won it late in that moto? Were they telling you? Were you aware of what was going on?
Of course, you know, they're right on the board, no risk.
Yeah.
I had a really tough day, you know, like first moto, I start third, I passed second, and
mm-hmm.
then I was third, and then Chiroli hit me
yeah.
and totally opened my boots.
Oh, okay.
So I was having like a shoes, you know, I couldn't ride. So then I tried to put it back on, but then you see how muddy, how wet it was,
yeah.
was it, and then Goldenhoff wasn't that fast on the front, so then I thought, okay, focus on Goldenhoff, pass him, makes those first lap.
Yeah. Okay,
get those first lap, and then see. And then after the first lap, I went back on the start line that was totally flat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, even if you get past, just put back that boots
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
And then I put it back, I clipped it back in, and I was like, okay, now go. And so Hansi was too far,
mm-hmm.
and so that was it. And then
yeah.
second moto, I spin so hard on the gate, and then start from
yeah.
far back, and like from last, and then come back sixth. And then, you know, when they wrote no risk, then I didn't risk anything. Chiroli was 6 seconds away from me,
mm-hmm.
and Gaiger was a bit up front, so then I stayed where I was, and was enough to win. And you know, it has been a great race in the end. I really want to thank the Rockstar Energy, Husqvarna Factory Racing for their job, the French Federation, which have been awesome, and my teammates, because we've had a big, those are good memories.
Yeah.
You know, when you're on the podium, it's
yeah.
it's really tough.
Forgive me if I got this wrong. Latvia, you won your overall, and you won. France.
Won everything.
Yeah.
One.
You were the guy. But you won the 2 years later in France, in front of your hometowns. This year you had the unexpected win. I think a little unexpected win from all of us people.
Yeah.
So my point
last
is...
Last year, Majora.
Yeah, Majora was unexpected too.
Yeah.
Roman passed them, you know, late in the race. Is there one of these that's better than the other?
First time, you know, in Latvia.
Yeah.
No one was believing about Team France, and then we
yeah.
won. And I dominated that
yep.
that race, so this was a good feeling, but no crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
you know, so it's... Then in France, coming in France with the 1-2-3 red plate
yep.
was... People are expecting us to win, not second.
Yep.
So there was...
Pressure,
this was
yeah.
it, and then we won. And I was having a left knee hurt, so
okay.
the Tuesday I was getting, I was having surgery.
Okay.
So when I signed, you know, to ride, then I knew, you know, I was
yeah.
able to ride, no excuse.
Yeah.
And we did it, was great. I think it was the same for Marv, that he had to have surgery on the wrist. So it was really tough, you know, and we did it. And then Majora was after a tough season that I broke my vertebra and then come back and then be selected for Motocross of Nation. Again, you know, it's really close from France and people expect you to win. And again, here, I think the ball is rolling and then, you know, people are expecting good from us. But, you know, every year, you know, you need to fight for it. Now, every year, you know, there is some strong team. We know US are strong. We know, like, Netherlands are strong. Great Britain are strong. We were really surprised about Australia in the beginning that they were really strong. And us, of course, we are favorite, but... you always need to keep the foot on the ground. A win is a win, but all the riders are really strong, and this is why this race is so cool.
Could do it next year at Redbud, right? Five in a row?
I mean, you know, we will go for it for sure to try and defend our title. Yeah. US are part of the strong team. They are the... I don't forget that they are it's the country that we have been winning the most. Yeah. So I have to give my respect for this. You know, we are far back, but I just enjoy my moment right now, our moment right now of winning. Mm-hmm. Red Bull will be a different story for sure. We will be strong and we will be fighting for it. Hopefully, Team US, you know, will bring their best rider. Hopefully, I will be in the team too and the LC, and then we'll see. But it's going to be there is a lot coming before that. You know, you guys are having the Supercross. The outdoors, we have the MXGP season, and let's enjoy it first.
Congratulations. Thank you for doing this. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.